Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. No one talks about loyalty anymore. When I asked the Lord what the next message should be, I was impressed with the word loyalty. I thought, you've got to be kidding. What does that mean anymore? And where am I going to get the now research? I was immediately impressed with Jesus' loyalty to us. So let's explore loyalty together. Faithful in allegiance is the definition of loyal. Have you ever heard someone say, I tried religion, it didn't work for me? Religion is very abstract, but Jesus is concrete. Many people are loyal to their political party, but not loyal to God. They would actually put politics and government above God as they push God out of government, schools, and their lives. I've met men that are die-hard soldiers. They actually made it a career. They are dyed-in-the-wool military. They are loyal to their country and will fight for their country, believe in and love their country. They're willing to die for their country. What makes them so loyal? They believe, and because they believe, they are willing to do whatever is necessary to protect that belief. With the believing, they love, and that love runs so deep that no one could disparage it. Jesus loves us that way. He loved the Father to obedience, for the Father loved us so much that He would do whatever it took to have us close to Him willingly once again, even to the crucifixion of His Son. I've never had the rare privilege of having a friend from childhood through adulthood. Growing up together, being there for each other, trusted and loyal. But God gave me a friend that I've known for 17 years. When I met Serene and got to know her, it was a David and Jonathan. Our hearts were tied together. Though she lives far away, we still take time out to talk together on a weekly basis and see each other at least once a year. We've shared our trials, joys, sorrows, tears, God's goodness, and everything that makes up our lives. I can count on her to be my prayer warrior, as she can count on me. She is there, trustworthy and loyal. I know that God wakes her up in the night to pray for me when I'm on a mission trip or just going through something. She knows that if she needs help due to illness, I'm in that car driving to take care of her and her household. We have something very much in common. We both love Jesus with all of our hearts. We believe in what He is doing in our lives individually so we can support each other in our relationship with Him. It is a joy to share how He has moved in our lives and how He's answered our prayers. We see His hand in everything, and because we have pledged our allegiance to Him, our Creator, it is easy to allow Him lordship over our lives, and in turn, our relationship with each other, our husbands, friends, work environment, and ministry all benefit. Serene's father was in the military, and Serene herself served for 20 years. She knows full well the meaning of loyalty. She knows the discipline and protocol. Loyalty is constant. It never wavers. It never fails. It presses in when everything tells you to quit. Your eye is on the goal, and you will achieve your objective to reach it no matter what. Loyalty calls you to be courageous in the eye of the storm. It calls you to believe fiercely, to love completely. Loyalty calls you to serve others and esteem them higher than yourself. Jesus Christ is the example of true loyalty, love, and servanthood. Let's look at what Paul has to say to the Philippians. Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 through 8 in the NIV. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. From the cross to the grave, to the heavens, his love is constant, and he's proved faithful. He is faithful. He never changes. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, it states, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We hear about the betrayals, but very little about the martyrs, those who've laid down their lives for Jesus Christ. Many Christians are persecuted around the world. They are called to renounce their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When they remain loyal, they are killed. Not much is mentioned about them in the media. The media is not making a big thing about them, but God is. He mentions them in the faith chapter in Hebrews chapter 11. Jesus mentions them in the book of Revelation. I remember a mission trip to India where we went to share the gospel in a remote village. The demonic presence was so thick you could cut it with a knife. Yet in the midst of danger, with witch doctors doing their incantations and dogs howling, we were allowed to share the gospel. Knowing the cost, knowing that he may be killed, one lone man stood and made the solitary walk to the front of the seated crowd and pledged his allegiance to Jesus Christ. He valued his eternal life more important than his temporal life. He chose salvation. He chose Jesus. We left with heavy hearts, knowing that on the one hand, we would see him in glory and rejoice at his salvation. On the other, he would surely die. Yet his story lives on to give courage and hope to others. He too would be counted in the faith chapter. There is another who seeks and covets your loyalty, but his intentions are to destroy you. If you look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9, it says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. You are not alone. Others too feel like giving up, but there is one that we have in common, Jesus Christ." Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 6 says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.' So we may say with confidence, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?'" What a guarantee! The beauty of it is that he proves it over and over again. Firm up your loyalty. Firm up your heart. Stand with hearts and minds clear, serving the Creator of all things, looking neither to the left nor to the right, but going forth in truth, in dignity. Onward, Christian soldier, for the battle is the Lord's, and his banner over you is the banner of love. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I pledge my allegiance to you, the Creator of all things. I will be loyal, obedient, and proud to surrender my life to you. I honor you with every breath that I take. Use me for your good will and purposes. I am yours. I will live and die in your service. Amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, Buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.